You know, you are always meant to be on your knees, serving a superior cock. It makes you weak with anticipation, hearing Sir's boots on the wooden floor behind you. When you hear him lower his zipper, your mouth begins to water and your crotch tingles. When he steps in front of you, your dick throbs, painfully. He doesn't just give you his cock. No, he makes you beg for it, as you should. You stare at it, muscular and demanding. It puts you into a trance, and you find yourself desperate to please it, to make it go happy in your mouth. Your mind is blank, and there is nothing else in the world but the fleshiness of his bulbous cockhead. You whimper, trying to put your lips to the tip. If he could only feel your eager little tongue, he'd relent and allow you to suck the rest of it into your mouth. Sir slaps you across the face for your insolence. You fear you've lost the chance to suck his cock tonight, and so you drop your eyes to the floor. You can feel the heat from Sir's body, but you dare not look up. Finally, after what seems like a very long time, Sir roughly grabs your hair and yanks your head back. Your mouth naturally opens, and you feel Sir shove his cock deep into your mouth. The huge cockhead fills the back of your throat, and you must hold your breath while he's deep. It's scary to be without air, especially since Sir tests you frequently. You know better than to try and pull back off of his cock, and so you submit. Sir will allow you to breathe when he decides it is appropriate. A deep peace settles all around you, as if you're finally realizing your purpose in life. You close your eyes and everything shrinks. All that matters is Sir and his cock. You're finally where you've always needed to be. You are finally fulfilled. This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this audio, head over to my blog at yournaughtylover.com. Or, if you want to talk to me right now, give me a call at 800-356-6169. I'll talk to you really soon.